Good afternoon. High pressure is in control, keeping it sunny, but Arctic air is firmly settled in across the region. As a result, temperatures will continue to struggle and wind up about 10 degrees below seasonal averages, mainly in the upper teens and lower 20s. The wind will gradually diminish through the afternoon, and with lighter wind speeds, it'll be more comfortable through the remainder of the day than what we saw yesterday. Another cold night tonight. With a clear sky to start, temperatures will drop off quickly again, back into the single digits and lower teens before rebounding late at night and toward tomorrow morning. That same high pressure will drift off the eastern seaboard, and a southerly wind flow will develop tomorrow. This will push temperatures back up through the teens and 20s and into the mid-30s for afternoon highs on Wednesday, with mostly sunny skies. A few more clouds will push through during the day on Thursday, but it will be a dry day. In fact, with enough sunshine, temperatures will push into the upper 30s to around 40. Another weak disturbance will bring an increasing cloud cover on Friday, but again, mainly dry weather, with highs again in the upper 30s. The next storm system appears to be weaker now for the beginning of the weekend. So Friday night into Saturday, maybe a period of mixed precipitation changing to rain showers Saturday morning as temperatures reach to around 40. Then a more potent storm will move through on Sunday. The exact track will determine what we get. But right now it looks like rain changing to snow for the region with highs in the lower 40s before temperatures drop quickly Sunday night with highs on Monday only in the lower 30s along with a gusty wind. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, multiple bursts of upper-level energy will move into the West Coast through midweek. Coastal rain and high-elevation snow will develop along the West Coast through today, followed by a brief pause in the action as the first system clears the area. By tomorrow morning, the second system will move onshore, bringing more coastal rain and higher-elevation snow. The precipitation will break up over parts of the Pacific Northwest by tomorrow afternoon into the evening. Winter weather advisories, though, have been issued for parts of the Great Basin and the Southern Rockies. Winter storm warnings are out for the Sierras and for the mountains of Southern California for as much as 2 feet of snow. Freezing rain advisories are in effect for parts of Washington and Oregon. And flood watches have been issued for the lower elevations in Southern California, with burn areas especially at risk for flash flooding with the approaching rain. Meanwhile, major flooding continues to occur or is in the forecast for the Mississippi and Ohio rivers and their tributaries in Missouri, Illinois, and Kentucky, with record flooding at several locations. Major flooding is also occurring on the Arkansas River and tributary in Arkansas. Floodwaters will move downstream over the next couple of weeks, with significant river flooding expected for the lower Mississippi into mid-January. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 72 degrees at Pembroke Pines, Opa-locka, and Key West, all in Florida, to a low of 19 below zero at Moose, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy near 30, Boston, sunny and breezy in the lower 20s, and in Buffalo, increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low, 15. The record high 64 set in 1950, and the record low 24 below zero in 1904. Sunrise this morning, 7:26 a.m., sunset this evening at 4:35 p.m., 9 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Clouds and a few snow showers giving way to mostly sunny skies today with highs in the upper teens. Clear and very cold tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny but cold today with highs in the mid-20s. Clear tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny but cold today with highs right around 20. Clear tonight, lows 0 to 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny but cold today with highs in the lower 20s. Clear skies tonight with lows near 10 above. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny but cold today with highs in the lower 20s. Clear tonight with lows 5 to 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the mid-30s. Sunshine mixed with clouds Thursday in the upper 30s. Increasing clouds on Friday, upper 30s. Mostly cloudy with showers possible Saturday near 40. Rain changing to snow on Sunday, becoming colder during the day but starting in the lower 40s. And breezy and colder Monday with scattered snow showers in the lower 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.